Thursday. Welcome to KHOM, Dr. Fracken.
Thank you, Mike. I wrote a letter calling to the community to turn the lights on the methamphetamine problem that we're all so used to seeing and quite often looking past in our community.
Is there any one event that has triggered this recently?
Well, there's been a number of violent deaths in our community over the course of the last year and a half. Some of them appear to be associated with methamphetamine, but I don't really have, you know, confirmation on the details of those sorts of things. But the violent death of Father Eric Fried most recently seemed to be what got me up off my chair and wanting to generate interest and energy in the community about this issue.
Who do you know will be there? Like, who's organizing this thing? Who's behind it?
This is essentially a spontaneous act. There's a Facebook group called the Humboldt Meth Abuse Awareness Project. That's an open group that in the last 7 to 10 days has gone from zero to more than 900 participants. It was initiated by a nurse at St. Joseph's by the name of Beth Weisbart, and it has a life of its own. As one of the generative outcomes from the discussions, a meeting was arranged, a community forum scheduled for January 23rd. At the Humboldt Area Foundation at 3:30. That agenda for that is to take a look at each other and see who's interested, see who shows up, and begin a dialogue about how we can engage our own community energy for creative solutions, fresh ideas, as well as to invite the participation of our public agencies and elected officials to join us as well. I think the time to take a good hard look at it, to reassess the circumstances. I don't think we have updated data on the methamphetamine problem in our community, and the impressions of those of us working in healthcare are that it's much worse, but we actually don't have that data in hand, so we want to try and stimulate a reappraisal, a reevaluation of the methamphetamine problem in our community.
In the letter, you said you are interested in hearing the quietest voices.
Yeah, I wrote a letter about a year and a half ago to the Time Standard following a circumstance where a young man drove from Hoopa after committing a murder there and ran over three women on the side of the road in my neighborhood. I wrote a letter that was predicated on the idea of we don't know. We don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, but let's take a good, hard look. With regard to methamphetamine in our community, it's meant this is entirely non-controversial. It's one of the rare topics that we can discuss that there isn't an us and them. There's just all of us in our community wanting to make a difference.
Well, we would encourage people to go over to the Lost Coast Outpost, read that letter. It says, local doctor invites community to discuss solutions to Humboldt's meth problem. Off the top of your head, is there anything that you think would be a likely starting point for this, other than listening to the community?
The first thing I think we need to do is to systematically reappraise the situation and know what we've got. Beyond that, then I think the Drug Policy Alliance wrote a paper not long ago that looked at four pillars of action. One related to altering our policies related to law enforcement. The other related to harm reduction, education and prevention, as well as drug treatment. I think all of those areas are ripe for fresh ideas. I'm sure that around the country there are communities that are succeeding in some or all of those areas, as well as communities that aren't doing as well. My hope is that this stimulates a lot of outreach and maybe alliance building with other rural counties in California and other rural communities in the country.
In the medical field, what's your area of expertise?
I'm a hospice and palliative medicine doctor. I work with people with regard to symptom control and navigating the difficulties of approaching the end of their lives.
Do you have experience in the, I mean, I know that you're doing this as a citizen, but just do you have experience with substance abuse?
Yeah, well, and part of the work that all of us do here in acute care is unfortunately overwhelmingly related to substance abuse, alcohol, other drugs, specifically methamphetamine. Over the course of the last 5 to 10 years, in my experience and many other healthcare providers, is a very special, very unique, and very troubling specific addiction problem.
From where you sit, is my final question for Dr. Fradkin. From where you sit, is there anything that appears to be a misconception publicly about meth?
I think the misconception is that there's nothing we can do about it. I think that there's many things that we can do about it. And the first step to addressing a problem is to recognize you have one and take a good hard look at it. So that's what I'm asking. Despite how ugly and horrible the impact of methamphetamine is on the community, I think that we owe it to each other and our children to take a good hard look at it starting now.
Dr. Michael Fradkin and others will meet at the Humboldt Area Foundation a week from tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. And again, bring good ideas. Come ready to listen. If you've got something to share, obviously, you know, do that. But again, they're more interested in sort of listening to the quieter voices and not having pontification. Dr. Fradkin, thank you so much for doing this. We'll be in touch, okay?